Toronto continues on this Easter Monday at CBC Vancouver. I'm Bill Richardson, and all my colleagues here join me in wishing you a very, very, very happy continuation to your long weekend. We'll move on now with Mary Marvelous, a mother of two with superpowers torn between being a mum and saving the world. In today's episode, will Mary need superhuman strength to resist falling for the charms of her old boyfriend? Here is High School Confidential by Beverly Cooper, starring Catherine Disher as Mary Fobbs and Albert Schultz as her old flame. Original music by Donald Kwan.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us if she can stop a bus.
She can fly!
She can lift heavy objects!
She can dither!
She can save the world!
Can't she get a babysitter?
Sure she can!
So...
Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us, if she can stop a bus. Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
Can I get you anything from the bar?
Oh, thank you, but I think I'll wait. You see, it's my wedding anniversary.
Very well.
Mary! Well, what are you doing here?
Mother, it's Bob's and my 15th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah, I should have remembered. I have it permanently circled in black. So he's late, isn't he?
Well,
so how are you and Bob doing?
We barely have time for one another. Me with my superhero thing and him at the library and his poetry group and the kids, you know.
Well, don't ever tell him about being Mary Marvelous. He would never understand. I told your father once about my AESP and he never looked the same at me again.
Well, I'm sure he'll be here soon. Well,
maybe you should, you know, doll yourself up once in a while. I remember once wrapping myself in saran wrap.
Mother, I don't want to know this.
It didn't work anyway. Oscar laughed so hard he had a small stroke.
Don't you think I'm dolled up now?
Sure, sweetie. Yeah, that dress slims those hips. So, lovely to chat, but I'm meeting friends. Ooh, here comes that cute waiter. If Bob doesn't show up, ask him to join you.
I have a message from your husband.
Oh, is he on his way?
He says, happy anniversary, but he's not going to make it.
What?
He has a union meeting. He says to go ahead, order, and he'll go halfsies.
Halfsies?
If you don't mind me saying so, that's not very considerate.
Oh, no.
You are a very attractive woman.
Oh, don't make fun of me.
No, I have been watching you ever since you came in. I can't take my eyes off you.
Oh.
I know this is a totally presumptuous of me, but I have a strong desire to kiss you.
Pardon me.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
No. Wait. I want to kiss you, too. Who cares about Mr. Habsies?
You are fabulous, huh? Why don't we move together on the table?
Oh, yeah.
Yes! You want to do it here?
Oh, my God!
Do it here.
No!
Well, that's right. That's right. I'll go Habsies with you. Oh, is it morning?
Oh, that is so unfair.
Hmm?
Oh, I was having a dream.
Yeah? What about?
Oh, there was me and this waiter and... just one of those flying dreams. No. I'll go. Coming, Charlie. Here's your mush, Charlie.
I didn't get my toast.
Toaster's still broken.
Oh, brother.
Who wants cereal?
That's okay, Bob. I already told her.
You'll be pleased to know I've signed up for a night school class in fixing small appliances. In less than 6 weeks, that toaster should be working like a dream.
What night is that?
Tuesdays, I think. Starts next week.
But I told you I was going to take the Slim and Fit class on Tuesday.
You did?
Oh, I knew you weren't listening. Can you drop Charlie off at Mother's today?
Sure.
Tell her I'll pick him up at 3.
Can you pick up the dry cleaning?
If you return the library books.
If you buy some diapers.
If you pay the hydro bill.
If you get a babysitter for Tuesday.
All right, already. Will somebody get me some cereal?
Oh, sure. Rice puffs, okay?
If that's the best you can do.
Bob, I think we need some time together. A date night.
Yes. Name the night and I'll be there.
Well, how about tonight?
My soccer game's tonight.
Friday?
I have to work late Friday.
Oh, and I told Mother I'd help her make cheese balls for the Mahjong Marathon Saturday. Oh, we're late. I promised Roxanne I'd be on time. Let's have a calendar powwow at dinner. Dinner. What do we have for dinner?
I think there might be two frozen sausages. Did you express any milk?
There's a bottle in the fridge. Oh, grab your homework, Harriet. We're off to the races. Hello, this is Mary Fobbs, and today we're doing a study on the ethics of medical research.
Just fill it out for me, honey. Right now I'd rather poke myself with a sharp pencil than do a survey.
Oh.
How's it going, Mayor?
Oh, pretty good. I just got another female, 40 to 50. I just have to finish my notes here.
Does my hair look all right?
Sure.
Did you know that Eli broke up with me because of my hair?
He did?
Does Bob like your hair?
We don't really talk about how I look. I mean, I get the feeling he likes, you know, my general appearance, but
Anyway, the client is going to be here any minute, and Mary, he is the cutest thing on three legs. And you know, when we had our first meeting, I really think we connected in a meaningful way.
Yeah?
We talked about a variety of topics. I can't remember what they were now, but Mayor, I was wondering if you could do me a favor and check him over with that x-ray vision thing you do.
What?
You know, give him a physical check for any defects.
Look through his clothes to his naked body?
Yeah, because before I get involved with him, I should...
No! I could be put in jail for that, surely.
Mayor, I don't think there's any laws about using x-ray vision because it's not too common a thing.
Ethically, I cannot do it.
Okay, just thought I'd ask, because... Oh, my God. There he is.
Oh, my.
Cute, huh?
Oh, my.
Oh, Rafe. Welcome to the mothership. All the little researchers are squirreling away information on your study. Did that sound really sucky?
Yep.
So, this is where it all happens. Hello, Roxanne. It's really good to see you again.
Likewise, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Rafe, this is one of our workers, Mary.
Oh, good heavens. Mary Little.
Hello, Ralph. Long time no see.
You look fantastic. You haven't changed a bit.
Oh. Well, I've put on a few pounds and a few strands of gray are creeping in.
You know each other?
Oh, sure. Mary and I were high school sweethearts. I'm so glad to see you. Mary Little.
Actually, it's Mary Fobbs now. She's married. Happily married, aren't you, Mayor?
Yes, yes, I guess so. Ralph Van Cleason.
Well, I pronounce my name Rafe now. That's the original pronunciation of my Celtic forefathers.
Really? I did not know that.
I mean, everyone thinks I changed it to be like Rafe Fiennes.
Oh, no. I didn't think that.
I was hoping to see you at the reunion last June.
Oh, I don't go in for those things. Too many bad memories all in one room.
Hey, can I take you out for lunch? I have to meet with Roxanne for a bit, but
Roxanne,
maybe...
actually...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's so nice of you, but I have quite a bit of work to do, and
we're very low with our males under 30, so...
It's my study, isn't it? Now, if the data's a day late, then so be it. Why don't you come too, Roxanne? Then your boss can't get on your case.
Oh! No. Oh.
Lunch with my old gal, Mary Little. Who'd have thunk it?
So what does your company do exactly, Rafe?
The Vanguard Center? Mm-hmm. Well, we're on to something very unique, but it's in the early stages, so I can't talk too much about it.
And it has something to do with medical ethics?
We're just testing the waters before we make it public. There's so much to be done in the area of medical research, especially genetics. Mm-hmm. The possibilities are really exciting. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the public gets nervous, and we want to feel where they draw the line.
Uh-huh.
Phase two will deal with public relations.
Genetics? Now what kind of research are you...
Are you married, Rafe?
No, never married.
Oh.
Mary here broke my heart and I never recovered.
Oh, stop. What a liar.
Not that I don't love women. I love women.
Oh. Flattery will get you everywhere.
I'm serious. They have a warmth and openness that men don't have. They're incredible multitaskers, juggling children, house, work, and beauty. Oh, Well, there's a reason that most great art is paintings of women. I mean, I am talking in huge generalities, but...
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I'm a sucker for women. Putty in their hands.
Oh, my.
That is so nice.
Oh, Mary, it feels so easy to be around you after, what, 23 years?
Oh, well.
Now, I'd love you to come down to the Vanguard Center. We're doing some things with embryos and Petri dishes that will blow your mind.
Oh, well, that would be lovely.
I could move to another table if you two want to be alone.
Okay, where's our waiter? Let me see if I can flag him down.
Aren't you two a cute couple?
Oh, Roxanne, stop. We knew each other 23 years
ago. You're acting like 15-year-olds, looking at each other with mushy eyes.
So what? I'm just enjoying a little flirting. You know I adore Bob, but sometimes it's just fun to get that buzz.
I'm the single one. I'm the one who should be buzzing.
You can't go out with my first boyfriend.
Why not? I still have the hots for him.
I do not have the hots for him.
Our waiter is on his way. Oh, what are you two talking about?
Nothing. Oh, you know, I'd better get back to work.
Mary, you know, I'd really love you to come to the Vanguard Center.
Yeah?
How about tomorrow?
Well, okay, maybe.
I'll leave directions with Roseanne.
Bye. Have a nice lunch.
So, how was work today, Mary?
Oh, fine. We're doing a study on...
Check
on
me.
Which one did you move? The rook?
The knight.
Charlie's chewing on a pawn.
Charlie, no. You were saying, Mary?
Oh, we're doing the study on medical ethics.
Are we playing another game?
Set it up. Yep, I'm listening. Charlie.
And it's funny. But, you know, somebody I went to high school with is the client. It's an old boyfriend, actually.
You went out with somebody before Daddy?
Oh, well, it was...
It's my turn to go first.
Stop it, Charlie. And he asked me if I wanted to see where he works. They're doing some kind of research with embryos, and I thought I'd take him up on it.
Sounds like fun. You can't move your knight there.
Why not?
Because if you move
your knight... Actually, if anyone cares, I really loved Ralph Van Cleesen once. He was my first love, and it ripped my heart in two when he dumped me for Tina Vink, and I didn't eat for 2 weeks, and Mother thought I was bulimic, and I have really mixed emotions about seeing him again.
Mary, did I say something wrong?
No, you didn't say anything. You're hardly aware of what I'm telling you, Bob. Why aren't you boiling with jealousy? I'm feeling overweight and underappreciated.
Mary, you're...
Mom, you're levitating again.
This has happened before?
Oops.
You just rose 2 feet off the ground.
Oh, it just happens when I get upset, Bob. Don't make a big deal out of it.
It's not a big deal?
I told you he was going to start noticing things.
Noticing what?
Bob, I may be perimenopausal.
What?
Levitating is a rare side effect in some women. Harriet.
Does all this have to do with that Ralph fellow?
Do you care if I see him again?
No, I don't think so. Should I care?
Fine. I will. Dish up the broccoli. It's time to eat. Good morning, Mother.
Oh, come to Granny, Charlie kid.
Oh, Bob doesn't want you to let Charlie play video games anymore. He thinks that the
Wearing makeup.
You're always telling me that I should make an effort.
Well, for Bob, not for work.
I'm not going into work today.
No?
No, an old friend from high school is showing me their workplace.
Huh? Which old friend?
Mother, don't interrogate me.
Hey, look, I babysit Charlie for you 3 days a week for free, so you owe me some dirt. I'll get it out of you anyway.
Don't you use your ESP on me.
Well, Ralph Van Cleesen?
Oh, I knew you'd get all worked up.
Bloody right. That boy nearly drove you to suicide. You lost 20 pounds in 3 weeks.
Oh, well, I need to lose some weight.
I am not looking after Charlie so that you can have afternoon trysts with Ralph Van Cleesen.
Oh, it's been 25 years. I am happily married. I am simply meeting a client, and it is totally work-related.
Listen. If I don't hear from you by 3 o'clock, I'll send out the emotional wreck search team.
Oh, stop.
Poor Bob. He starts to look pretty darn good when I remember Ralph Van Cleesen, heart destroyer.
I am a mature woman, Mother, fully in control. Goodbye.
Hopefully you won't be a child of divorce, Charlie. Let's just keep our fingers crossed.
Okay, turn left at the third set of lights, drive one block. Oh, it is so much easier to fly. You don't have to worry about parking, and the Vanguard Center will be on your right. Well, that can't be it. Perhaps I'll query the proprietor of that coffee shop over there.
Can I help you?
Oh, yes. I'm looking for the Vanguard Center.
The Vanguard Center?
It's a medical research center.
Oh, that's what you're calling it now. You hear that?
What's that?
The loony bin is calling itself a medical research center.
Loony bin? It's not a mental health center?
Well, it might as well be. The people who run that place are out of their minds. What do you want with the Vanguard Center, lady?
Oh, I'm just meeting an old friend who...
Yeah, you know, I'm only saying that I stand here 14 hours a day and see what goes in and goes out of there.
The place with the walls? That's it?
Yeah, and sometimes those Vanguardians come here for coffee and... I hear him talking. Oh, yeah. Discussing orgies. Alien landing strips. Weirdo religious stuff. I don't know what they're doing in there, but it ain't strictly kosher.
And you know you're kosher, don't you, Artie?
I see a lot of brides with big bazoombas going in there.
Yes, thank you. You've been very helpful.
A couple of dames have gone in there. I haven't seen them come out. You be careful, lady.
Oh, I can take care of myself.
So, what's old Ralph Van Cleesen up to? And how do I get in here? Oh.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Mary Fobbs. I've come to see Ralph Van Cleesen.
Mary Fobbs! Today? Oh, let me check the list. Oh, no. Could you be Mary something else?
Mary Little?
Oh, bingo! You're in.
Are you paying by check or credit card?
Oh, no. I don't think I'm paying anything.
Oh, yes, you are. The storage fee is $50,000, and there's interest for late payment.
No, I think you've got the wrong person. You see, I'm Mary Little, and I'm here to see...
Are you a research volunteer? Oh, you don't really fit the look. He usually picks younger, more... fulsome... girls.
What do research volunteers do?
Thank you, Rita.
Ralph!
Rafe! This woman called herself Mary Fobbs.
I'll take care of her now.
Oh, sure. Is lunch still on, Rafe?
Don't you have work to do, Rita?
Oh.
Sorry, Mary. Oh, it's wonderful to see you again. You look absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, you always were such a charmer.
Rafe!
That will be all, Rita. How about a tour, Mary?
Ooh.
I'm so glad you came, Mary. Wait until you see what we're up to.
What did that Rita woman think I'd come to pay for? She wanted me to pay $50,000 to store something?
Mary, I'd like to tell you everything. Do you remember how we used to tell each other everything?
Oh, Ralph. Rafe. Yes, we did.
Does your husband treat you well, Mary?
Yes, most of the time.
Does he appreciate you?
Well, sometimes I'm not very appreciable.
Mary? Don't be self-deprecating. You're scintillating and funny and beautiful.
Ralph.
I know that this is totally presumptuous of me, but I have a strong desire to kiss you.
Maybe we should have the tour.
That modesty drives me wild. All right. Now, down that wing are the research labs. That wing houses offices, paperwork, fundraising, PR, networking with other Vanguard centers.
And what are you researching?
We'll get to that, Mary. Come this way. All right. Come on.
I'm coming. What's... Oh, my Lord.
Doesn't that blow you away?
That is the biggest portrait I've ever seen. It must be 3 stories tall.
Yeah, my nose hairs are about 1 foot long.
Why? Why is there a huge painting of you?
Wait for it. Listen.
What are they saying?
You can look in if you like. Open the door a crack.
Oh, my Lord. They're all naked.
Yeah.
All those women are naked. Ray? They're chanting your name. They're saying Rafe, aren't they? What is going on?
They're worshipping me. They think I'm the half-brother of Jesus and Buddha. They believe my father is an alien and I can grant them everlasting life. Do you know that I have 80,000 followers worldwide?
Well, I think I'm going to faint.
I feel sort of weak in the knees when I think about it, too.
How are you going to give them everlasting life?
Cloning. Scientific creationism. Life on Earth is not a random act. You, I, everybody on Earth are descendants of clones. Clones made by the alien race of Sabbat. They banned cloning on their own planet, so they came here. Now, we are on the verge of having the cloning process down pat. Now, look in that room, right? There are 40 wombs. Each and every one of those women want to be the surrogate mother of my cloned child. The child that will make me young again.
You, young.
I will give it my mind and leave this body behind. I will be ready for when the Sabbats come and take us home.
I
know this is overwhelming to you, Mary, but I must tell you, I've been searching for you.
Oh?
Ever since the lab was ready for cloning, I knew that I wanted you to carry my clone. You, my first girlfriend, will be the chosen one, Mary Magdalene Little.
Me?
But time is running out. Your reproductive years are passing by.
You told me that she owed $50,000 for DNA storage, and now you're saying she's the chosen one?
Off you go, Rita, back to your desk.
You used me to find her. You had me con every market research firm in Capital City to find Mary Vaughn.
How did you know I worked in market research?
Jim Margolis told me at the high school reunion barbecue.
You said I was the chosen one.
That was before I found Mary again.
You rat! Have you told her everything, Rafe? Have you told her that the cloning research is cloudy? That the child would most likely be a grossly overweight, cancerous version of you? With weird defects?
There are a few bugs to be worked
out. Have you told her you're bilking all your followers to the tune of 10% of their income, huh? Millions of dollars per year, and you're charging $500,000 per faulty clone?
I can terminate your contract, Rita.
We're soulmates. We love one another.
I can't control my heart, I'm afraid.
Oh!
What?
That's what you said to me when you dumped me for Tina Vink.
Mary, come back. Which way did she go?
I thought you really cared.
Mary! Mary! Darn. She's disappeared. Unless... She must have ducked outside. Mary? Who are you? What's with the cape and the leggings? Take off that mask.
It is I, Mary Marvelous, come to save the day.
Come to save what day?
You're up to no good, Buster.
What are you talking about?
This cloning scheme of yours.
Why is cloning getting such a bad rep? I mean, think if we could have cloned Shakespeare or Einstein or Mozart.
Or Hitler. You're cheating people, aren't you? Taking people's money for faulty cloning schemes. Surely there must be something illegal about that.
You have no proof.
I overheard everything you said to poor, unsuspecting Mary Fobbs.
Where is Mary?
I quickly made sure she got out safely before returning to make you face justice.
No, that is impossible. There wasn't enough time.
I suppose you haven't heard about my superhuman powers.
I suppose you haven't heard that I was a college football star.
Ha! I bet you never saw a tackle like this.
Get off of me!
You're a heart destroyer, Ralph Van Cleason. You lure women into your den of love, and when you don't want them anymore, your fickle heart shuts them down. You broke Mary's heart and Rita's heart and probably countless others.
Yeah, I loved Mary.
She busted my heart. I only went with Tina Vink to make Mary jealous so she'd pony up her virgin knot.
Really?
That Tina Vink was nothing to me. I couldn't believe it when Mary started up with Mitchell Olson.
Oh, right, him.
I mean, he was a complete dorkhead.
Men like you shouldn't be cloned. I owe it to the women of the world to make sure your species becomes extinct. We're going on a little flying trip. I want you to meet my friend, Officer Joe. To the skies! Here we go!
Yeah! Oh my God! We're flying!
Hello? I'm home! Hello? What's going on? Did I hear something? Look at the table. Candlelight and flowers.
Isn't it romantic? Daddy's made a fancy chicken dish.
Oh. And I'm taking Charlie to Harriet's soccer game so you two can be alone.
You were saying you wanted a date night, so when Wanda called and volunteered,
I had to do something to keep you from RVK.
You needn't worry, Mother.
I set the table.
I think I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, Mommy. You'll levitate again.
Right. Come on, Charlie. Time to leave your parents alone. Harriet, grab your shin pads.
You're not going to get all kissy, are you?
How much time do we have?
Oh, yuck. Harriet?
Coming. Hello, Mrs. Fobbs.
Hello, Mr. Fobbs.
How was your day?
Well, let's just say that I am glad to be home with you.
Did you see that Ralph fellow? I can be jealous, if you like.
Oh, Bob. Let's just say that Ralph Van Cleason is one of a kind, and that's a good thing.
High School Confidential by Beverly Cooper. In the cast, Catherine Disher was Mary Fobbs, John Jarvis her husband Bob, Dara Perlmutter was Harriet, Barbara Gordon was Mary's mother Wanda, Janet Van de Graaff was Roxanne, Albert Schultz was Ralph, Ruth Marshall was Rita, John Hemphill was Artie, Salvatore Migliore was the Spanish waiter, and Alex Bulmer, the woman on the phone. Music composed by Donald Kwan. The casting director was Julia Tate. Script editor Dave Carley. The associate producers were Sandra Jeffries and Colleen Woods. The recording engineer was Joe Mahoney. Sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Mary Marvelous was produced and directed in Toronto by Linda Grierson. The executive producer was James Roy. Next week, another exciting episode of Mary Marvelous. Can Mary resist the temptation of going logo? When the roundup returns after the CBC Radio 1 News, you'll hear the winning entry this year in the CBC Literary Contest fiction category.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.